Well, we've been talking regularly about planning for the fire season ahead, and Paul Tangy from the CFA joins us once again to update us there, although this could be a little tense because, Paul, I believe you're a Richmond supporter.
My bloody oath I am. Let's see if we can win the third flag in 4 years.
Oh, I think I had a little sick in my throat, I did. Yeah, well, we shall see, mate. We might have a, I don't know, whether public betting's legal. Can we have a lazy fiver on it?
We could have.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Well, let's put those sorts of things aside for the moment and talk about the fact that October is planning month number two in relation to the lead up to the fire season. And this time we're talking about your emergency kit.
We certainly are. That's part of the planning that needs to happen every year. Need to be aware of what we're going to do in an emergency situation. And part of that is what we're going to take with us. And often with fire, you don't have that lead-in time where you can pack a bag. You need to have things ready. So that's why the emergency kit is something that people need to think about well in advance. Your emergency kit will be different to everybody else's because it will be dependent on what you yourself need, the people that are with you, your animals, whether there's children involved, will determine the things that you need to take with you in the event of an emergency.
Yeah. I guess, though, there are some things that, you know, are necessary in terms of for identification, for legalities, et cetera, that everybody should take with them, like passports, documents, et cetera.
Most definitely. And just a bit of a handy hint, those documents themselves, it might just be that you've got a scanned copy of them, or it might be that you've got a photocopy of the documents and you've at least got the document number and the date of issue and your copy of your licence that shows all of that. Unfortunately, after major incidents, some people do have issues in proving their identity and who they are and accumulating those 100 points of ID that we need for most things. Medication is something that a lot of people don't think about. A lot of people know that they take certain tablets, what times of the day or the week they need to take it, but don't know the actual dosage amounts. And so we would suggest that even a copy of your script might be a great idea that you can take and put in that kit so that you've at least got that information with you. And then things like phone charges, because a lot of phones take different charges and the battery lives are all different. So it's having those sort of items, but reducing it to what you really only need so that you're not taking box on box on box of things or number of suitcases and just having those small amount of necessities that you do need.
Yeah, I guess one very important thing there is, and God forbid, we hope it doesn't happen, but sometimes the most important thing that you need to be aware of is time to get out. And therefore, the least you can have of the most you need is really important.
That's right. And also things that will help you in the event of an emergency. And that might just be some dry food. It might be some bottled water. It might be that you need to just take some extra clothing. But don't pack a full suitcase of everything because the reality is you may not have that time to grab all of those cases or all of those boxes, put them in the car and take with you.
I read a stat the other day, and this is true, that more than 20% of men don't change their underpants every day, so you only need to take half as many undies with you, guys, if you work
on
that.
Yeah, well, that's about it. And then if you halve it again, Robbo, because you turn them in the other way.
Very true. I like it. You're a thinking man, Paul. Hey, listen, as always, thanks, mate, and we'll talk again very soon.